You can't get
and
him
this the
through.
Guy, what is his name?
What he's supposed to do?
Well, he's supposed to do more than just be over at the schoolhouse.
You talking about Doctor?
I know what he's supposed to be doing.
You talking about Doctor Ellis?
Dr. Ellis, yes,
from Macomb.
I think Doctor Ellis is an awesome leader.
Well, okay. I know you gonna talk about. You're not gonna. I don't care if he's white or black. If you're not doing your job, I'm gonna quit.
You know
what? I'm just like that. He know I'm like that.
But superintendents, they have things to do. But superintendent more. Have to go along with the things that they want done too. Now, okay. If they can't get the right board behind them,
Need to get with our board too.
You
have to call these people out. You can't be afraid to call
right.
the board.
It is bigger than what we think. Right. Like you pinned it on one person.
No, I'm pinning on the board. I know the board.
Right.
Because I go to the board meeting.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about the ministers. Our greatest weapons are the superintendents, like Dr. Ellis, with the schools. What do you talk? We're going to start off with Rico Kane. Go back to you. What do you think? And then I'm going to turn the ladies loose on y'all preachers. All right? Rico, how do you feel about today's ministers, Baptists, Pentecostals, Church of God in Christ? What how do you feel about when they come, it's election time, they come and say, well, we don't believe in politics in the church?
Well, my grandmother taught me that it actually started in the churches where they would join together.
Mm-hmm.
We'd meet before elections, we'd meet mm-hmm. before the problems would occur.
This is the voice of Dr. Rico Kane, Reverend Dr. Rico Kane.
Thank you. And a lot of choices and decisions were made already in the churches even before we got to the ballot boxes. I wish that more pastors and preachers would come together and do what we used to do back in the day. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we have sessioned ourselves off to say, I won't be a part of this group, won't be a part of that group. They're not like me. They're not like us. But if we come together, we can make a difference, pastors and preachers, because God has put us here to lead the people, not just in religion, but to lead them in every aspect there is in the world today.
Mm-hmm. That is a great observation. Let's go with Janet Walk, and then we're going to have Miss Firebomb. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Janet. What do you think about
it? I mean, they is about themselves. They're not about the community.
How you like about the anniversaries?
I don't even believe in that, but most people do. They let their pastor. I mean, we here in Macomb, we got some pastors have their members out on the street collecting money for them, for their pastor, for their birthday, and for the anniversary. And, you know,
wow.
People's afraid to say anything about their pastor. Mm. You know?
Mm. That's a problem.
Most black pastor is concerned about is tithes and offering.
His tithes.
That's all they preach.
You have a different breed of ministers now. I mean,
their minister now is about themselves.
They can talk a hole in your head.
Now,
what you said is the way I was.
The way they did back in the day. I mean, that's exactly the way they did.
And in the church house,
that's the boss of Beverly Richardson.
It was discussed in church.
That's why.
Who was running and they told us things that we need to know about that person and suggestions. So to vote for them, things like that.
Exactly.
So those things were run through the church. Now it's just different. I mean, I don't know what happened between. But they say it's separation. It's a separation between church and.
Only when it's convenient for them.
I agree. Yeah. Somebody they want to push.
I agree.
Okay,
I'm
gonna
throw my belief out here.
Go ahead.
I'm just speaking for my community where I be with some of some churches, because I have ran into some very good pastors. I admire one pastor for sure. He's not even my pastor, but I can call on him,
mm-hmm.
and that's Reverend Larry Jordan. So, but love him to death. I feel that a lot of the churches, and I'm speaking from Brookhaven, has really sold out. I'm gonna just be honest. They have sold out. I don't know if they have loans with the banks, the white banks. I don't know what it is, but they are so scared to come out and support a candidate. You know, they do a lot of. I ran for Justice Court Judge in 2019, and I visited one church. Well, I visited several churches, but this one church just really just dug deep in me and it kind of made me mad what the pastor said. First, when I got there, he said, I don't want you to top. I'm going to top. And I said, well, yes, sir. You know, I don't have a problem with that. I will introduce you when it's time and say whatever you have to say. And I said, wow, you know. And I kind of looked at my husband, you know, at that point, I want to get out of there. Like, okay, I'm going to stay. Because I can't believe he just said that. Because if I come visit, I want to stand up and pitch my own pitch, you know.
Yeah.
And so when he stood up and he introduced me, of course, I was born and raised in Brookhaven. Everybody know me, you know. But at the end, he said, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. And when I said it, that was just a TKO to me, like a knockout.
Yeah.
Because I said, what the?
On your face.
Yes. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but just, you know, you can go to the polls, was his word. And I hope he's listening. He know who he is.
I had the same thing happen. Our pastor at our church says, I'm not going to tell y'all who to vote for, but I want you to vote the issue. He said, I want you to vote the issue, not the party. And he's the pastor of a black church ministry. And he had been going to church with a lot of the white congregations, and I knew them because I interviewed them on my radio shows.
Right.
So I knew they were racist, and
right.
that didn't sound good to me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what he meant, but he said he voted for Donald Trump. And, bless his heart. And then I said, wow, I don't understand why he's saying this. You know what I'm saying? Where are you going? You voted for Donald, then you come back and say, don't vote for the party, vote the issue. What is your issue? And then he started talking about, I don't know about y'all, but I don't want my taxes going up. I'm going like, this guy had me going round and round and round and round and round.
Yeah,
I said, this is my pastor. But we need to talk about this Martin Luther King celebration. The first one is coming up in Brookhaven. We're going to bring Dr. Rico King back around. Let's talk about the where it's going to start, when, and all that good stuff. And, you know, the preliminaries, how much is it to be a part of it, and all that kind of stuff.
Thank you, Brother Superman. We're going to be there Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the lineup. Plan on leaving out at 11, 1 hour after 10. And you can actually cash out or pay us there at the scene. It's $10 per vehicle or motorcycle or whatever you're driving. It's $10, and your $10 will be used to benefit the NAACP of Brookhaven Lincoln County. But we want everybody that can come out to come. We're excited about this NAACP parade. Bring your candies and little toys, whatever you want to throw out to the kids. We expect a good turnout, and we got a good route picked out that a lot of traffic, a lot of people should be out, and we're just excited about what we're doing with NAACP in Brookhaven in general.
That is so wonderful. The motorcycle gang, Superman going to be up there. I'm going to be on the back of my truck. I might be singing one of my hits. I'm going to be coming up there.
You might be on the sideline, too.
I might be on the sideline. My wife said she don't like my big truck, my big boy truck. She said the pipes are too loud. But Brookhaven, we are going to be coming up there. Superman and Lois Lane. Lois Lane is from Brookhaven. So we need to get a spot so we can come in there, me and Janet Walker and Lois Lane, just to show that we're supposed to be together.
Yeah, that's right.
We're supposed to help each other. You know what I'm saying?
Brookhaven, and then, so we,
Brookhaven. We love, Larry John, my best friend. Dexter Holloway. I was on the phone with Dexter night before last. Yeah, and Dexter and Larry David.
Yeah, Philip Hamilton is my pastor with Mount Wade.
Philip Hamilton. I know Philip. I know all of them. They know Superman. They know me from the dog and me. You know, I just sing the blues. And that's what I know the Tiny Parkers and all of them. I know everybody in Brookhaven. That's where I met my wife in Brookhaven.
There's some good women in Brookhaven.
I know, especially on Moat Street.
I
got me one, y'all. Yeah. Janet.
But I want to add.
Go ahead.
I want to add that this year our theme is Together We Can Be the Dream. Mm-hmm. And we're just asking everyone, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have a business if you just want to put your family in the parade. We're just asking people to come out, be on the route. We set it up in a good neutral place where there's a lot of good parking. And we're going to end, as always, on Martin Luther King Street at Alot Field. And we will have, like, light hors d'oeuvres and refreshments for people that was in the parade or people that walk up. So
I got
you. We are working hard to make this one of the best MLK parades that we can.
Yeah, but that's what my thing is. And then we're going right into Juneteenth. I got the history. Now, Janet Walker, you this represent the Macomb, which is that following Monday. Janet, tell us about the preliminaries.
We're having the prayer breakfast from 9 a.m. to 11 at the Martin Luther King Center. One of my former youth members from back in the 90s, she's an attorney in Birmingham, Alabama. She's going to come back and speak to our young people.
Okay.
And our theme is Together We Make the Dream Come True.
Okay, Together We Make the Dream Come True. Everybody doing the dream. See, we're on one accord. We got this, and I want you to stay tuned to Superman Radio 1. Everybody got a cell phone. We have got to. Brookhaven Jackson does it. You see all those stories coming from down here. Most of them come from here. We send them straight to Jackson. And that's what we need to do. Prime, my boy, so long. We love you. But I see what your dream is. It's the same as Martin Luther King. Dream. So long to the Jackson State. Good luck to Jackson State with their new coach. Hey, he's a good friend of ours, Mr. Taylor. So it's still going to be a good, solid dream dealing with the HBCUs, colleges. I mean, this is what it's all about. Connect. Tom Joyner. Connect. This is what Tom Joyner always did teach, and he retired. I said, I'm going to have to stand in his footsteps. Tom Joyner, Ricky Smiley, Tom the Superman. We definitely is dedicated to the dream Martin Luther King had. And I love y'all so much. And we're going to, we got some last minute words from each of you. Dr. Rico Kane, what would be your last minute words?
I'm just proud to be on the number one radio station in the world. Superman.
You better believe it, man. I like you, man. That is so wonderful. And you got the keys to the station. I want you to come in anytime. This will be a podcast. All you do is go Superman Radio 1. Look in the top left-hand corner. I'll have it posted today. And you can send this message to all around. I'll start off with Facebook and the rest of the social medias. Get my daughter on it. She knows how. She's a master. Yeah. And y'all do the same thing. We're going to build this up. This is how you do it, using the tools that God gave us. Podcast. Matter of fact, I want y'all to have your own podcast. I'll make it happen for you. The school boards, you are all so welcome. I want you. We got the football games that we're going to be air, going from our radio. We'll be there for those who live out of state and can't get to their son's ball game. You can listen to it on the radio. That sounds like compliments of our sponsors that make it possible, and we're going to get with you guys, with the local football players. I mean, football, your coaches, to make sure these kids put out there. They are very talented. Yeah. And last minute words, Janet Walker.
I just want people to bring out their youth. The banks and some local politicians paying for the kids to come in free, so you don't have to worry about your kids having any money to come to the prayer breakfast. Mm-hmm. And so we can educate them on Dr. Mm-hmm. King, because a lot of them don't even know who he is. They don't know why it's a holiday. And so it's important that our young people know Dr. King.
Yeah.
And they don't have to worry about no money, because it's taken care of.
And I'd like to say, hey, how are you, to a good friend of mine, Mr. Pat Broomfield of Broomfield Oil out there. Mm-hmm. Pat, I'm going to be calling on you, man. I need you on a certain thing, and he's behind the NAACP and all the things that's positive in Macomb, Mississippi. And last minute words from the mouthpiece herself, the youth. She's the youngest one in here.
Oh, gosh, that's a good title to have at my age.
Yeah.
All right, I just want to say, first, I want to send a shout-out to my husband. He told me he's listening. Alderman Shetty Moore out of Brookhaven. Thank you for listening. My son actually tuned in. Tavis Moore, he's in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And he tuned in to listen to this when I sent it to him. But I just want to say, you guys, look for some good things for the NAACP Brookhaven branch.
I want y'all to work together, too.
Yes, yeah. I am definitely. Macomb is a good foundation for us to follow. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely wanting to partner and do some things and, you know, kind of mimic and get it in our community as well. I'm talking because, look, that's what the president's supposed to be saying, but he know I just always do something.
That's why he got you.
But I am about movement, not the moment. You know, I joined for the movement to get in there. But I want to end with my son. I always love this cap that he sent me, and I wish I would have brought it with me, but I got a picture of it. And he sent it to me, and it really touched me, because he know how I feel about civil rights and things like that. The cap said, "Well-behaved women seldom make history."
Oh, well-behaved women seldom make history.
And I just want to say, son, I made one, and I'm on my way. I am the first woman with this branch to be the vice president. It's always been men. So I'm on my way to making some history. And I want to end, too, with what Dr. King said. He had a quote that really touched me.
Okay.
And where it says, "You can kill the dreamer, but you can't kill the dream."
Amen. You can kill the dreamer and can't kill, but you can't kill the dream.
And we're here. And we're going to continue to fight for civil rights, and we're going to all work together.
We're going to work together, and we're going to teach our children. Last minute words. From Beverly Richardson. Last minute words. Go ahead, Beverly.
I'm just standing in. But
that's all right.
I'm always standing in when it comes down to children, something about education, civil rights, and all of that good stuff. Because, you know, one thing I didn't mention. Do you remember Jackson State when all the shooting and the killing of those students?
Oh, yes.
Back in the 70s and 70s, I was right there. So, ever since then, you know, I understood. You could just see how things were going with those policemen, how they were. Just didn't think nothing of the kids. So, I always did tell the children that you need to think in your head that you are somebody no matter what nobody tell you.
Absolutely.
Because it's rough out there, and they just didn't care anything for our lives. I mean, we just shooting. They didn't care.
Really?
And two innocent young men that weren't even, you know, they were just innocent. One of them was my best friend's brother. But so those kinds of things, I tell my daughter about it. I told her about that, and she said, I said, that's why I tell you like I tell you. You know, be mindful of what you say, what you do, and just don't listen to everything people tell you, especially if they're not people that's for you.
And that's a wrap, and we just like to thank you for that. Okay, go ahead.
She said she was the first woman Vice president.
Yes.
And I used to be the first woman president of Macomb Branch.
All right.
Give a shout out to her.
Thank you.
Guys, y'all need to get off y'all butts. See the women going. I'm telling you. Okay, but you got guys like Doctor, you're going to be doing Rico, Dr. Rico Cain. Yeah, you know what to do, and it's good to have people like you, man, joining forces with me. I'm a younger man, but I got a dream, same dream you have. And I want you young people to pull them doggone pants up, download my CD, Show Your Mind, Not Your Behind. I don't care about the money. You just download it and listen to the words. It's Show Your Mind, Not Your Behind by Thomas Superman Richardson. Use your brain.
Yeah.
And we're going to leave with this song. We Should Overcome It. Give all the staff and all of the panel a big hand right here. I'm Tom Superman. Tune in to Superman Radio 1. Download us, take us on the go. Stay in the know.
That's why I tell you, you're right on the point. I can tell they can't hear me.
I'm going out now.